You're not going to let me control the music anymore, are you?
I have no idea what this is. You know what's really funny is, you know, I get to see you like... Oh, is it ELO?
No.
What is it?
Guess again.
Is it Boston?
No.
Wait, Foreigner?
No.
I don't know. It's some bad 70s band that I don't know.
80s. Ugh. It's Billy Squire.
How am I supposed to know that? You know, it's funny, like you, because you start the song, and then I like look over, and you're like grooving to it. You're looking at me like, oh, she's gonna be so mad that I've chosen a Billy Squire song.
You have like this, I know you don't like
this,
it.
This naughty face on, and you're like grinning, and then like, you know, but the joke is on you or on me because I have no idea what any of these songs are.
How about this one?
ELO.
These all have the same bass line. Did you know this?
Yeah. Billy Squire? Foreigner?
Nope.
Boston? ELO? Did I say that one already?
Yeah,
wait. No, wait. Oh, the one that was with Sammy Hagar. Van Halen. It's not.
Maybe you'll recognize the vocals.
It's got keyboards.
Yeah, okay, now... The thing is a whole bunch of people cringe because you said, there we go. Okay, here's some vocals.
Billy Squire.
It's Genesis. With
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, yes. See, to most people, Van Halen with Sammy Hagar wasn't actually Van Halen. That was some kind of atrocity foisted upon the record-buying public. An atrocity almost as great as that guy from Extreme who sang lead on the last Van Halen record, I think.
You know, all those bands are older than we are.
And they always will be. That's the one thing that we can say. It's just that can make us feel better.
Man.
Is that at least there are bands that are older than us.
So that was... What did you say?
Genesis.
Yeah, I know that one. That's
Okay, I accidentally cut you off. I'm sorry.
Cut off my, like, meandering... I don't know any of the 70s
Susu
music.
Studio. It's 80s music. I'm playing exclusively 80s rock on this segment. I've run out, though. I don't think I have any more
for you. To me, 80s rock is the Buzzcocks and the Clash and...
How many records did the Buzzcocks put out in the 80s?
No good ones, but that's the music I listened to when it was the 80s.
Okay. At least I was listening to the music that was new then.
Uh-huh.
Like Genesis. New music.
I listened to Husker Du in the 80s.
Yeah. I didn't really listen to Genesis in the 80s.
When did you listen to Genesis?
Just recently when I downloaded from Napster.
Oh, my God. I heard that Napster is going to be like $4.50 a month or something.
Yeah. And that's $450,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, $4.
Because they figure that's about how much the price of all the music that the average Napster user downloads each month would be worth on the market.
Maybe
if you had to download all those CDs, you'd be paying about $4. Or if you had to pay for those, you'd be paying about $4.50.
That would be if you had to pay the record companies. But if you only had to pay the artists, it would be $4.50 a month.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be nice. You know, it would be nice if that music up there, if they had a way of directly paying the artist. But
now there is. With PayPal, you can tip jar us, you know, $2 or $5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still have that on the webpage. I'm going to change the webpage, by the way.
That's good.
You know that?
Yeah, I know.
It's so hard. Man, it's so hard to, like, make a web page and, like, do the graphic user interface part and make it, like, not, you know, just make it make sense. It's really tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the programming and the designing part is easy, but, like, the, you know, and then I finish, like, designing something and I'm like this last one, oh, I don't have a place for the lyrics. Damn!
Well,
you know, and then there's like other parts that, like, you know, like that we're never ever going to update ever again, like our bio or something. And it's like, oh, well, that part's never going to change. You know, does that belong next to Radio Zero, which is going to change always? You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really frustrating.
Yeah. That's, you know, usually those problems are eliminated by planning ahead instead of just sort of wholesale recreating.
I plan ahead.
You make an outline and everything?
Make an outline?
I don't mean, I know you plan ahead where you say, tomorrow I'm going to make a new web page. I mean, I understand that, but what I'm talking about is like sitting down and like, you know, drawing out an outline of
like
how you want the
committee of people and have a well, meeting and stuff.
You know, I mean, when it comes down to it, the committee would be me and you, right?
Yeah, okay. You want to sit down and plan out a web page?
Okay.
Yeah, see?
So the committee is you, so you have to sit down and plan it out.
I did last time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Did you learn anything from that?
Yeah, I forgot to put the lyrics part in.
Oh, well. It's fine. I don't
also,
care about
like,
that.
I'm right now designing under duress. It's like one of my clients, like, emailed me and said, hey, where's that web page? And this was going to be, like, a web page that I, like, wanted to, like, I wanted to take, like, a nice bath. And, like, you know, read some, like, I don't know, some kind of Java manual or something. And then, like, you know, lay in bed and, like, think about, like, designing this. And, like then sit down with, like, a big bowl of popcorn and a Coke. And then, like, just start designing and, like, have a really good time. But now it's, like, hey, where's our webpage? And it's, like, oh, my God, I got to finish it now, you know.
Did they say that, though? Or are you just interpreting it as them being antsy?
No, yeah, they were just wondering as to the status of it.
Yeah,
so
they just hadn't heard from you for a while. They're just checking in.
Yeah, but I feel like I should have.
I mean, you could even write them and say, I'm taking my time with this because I want it to be really good.
Well, it's true, but, you know, what I'm wondering now is if I take more time, is it going to be better?
Mm.
I don't know.
So you're spending all your time thinking about that.
Procrastinating, yeah. And stuff like that. I don't know. It's tough.
It's a hard life.
It's actually hard to be a freelance person, you know? I mean, It's because you never know when your next paycheck is coming from. So anybody who asks you to do anything, you have to go, yeah, okay. You know, they go, hey, will you, you know, could you make me a new car? And you're like, yeah, sure, I can do that. And then you sign a contract and you're like, oh, I have to build a car now.
Yeah. Well, that's the price you pay for freedom.
Yeah.
That's why you get to stay up until 2 in the morning on a Monday night.
I'm lucky, aren't I?
Yes, you are. You lead a blessed life. A charmed life.
Yeah. I know.
You should be grateful.
I am grateful.
Good.
I'm just, you know, any minute now, like, the bomb's going to drop and there's going to be no phone calls and it's all going to be over. You know, I don't know.
Well, then you can go work at McDonald's.
McDonald's, I know. That's like my dream. Since I didn't make my kink.
You know why that's your dream?
Why?
It's because you never worked at McDonald's.
I worked at a coffee shop.
Yeah, you worked
Thank
at
you.
A coffee shop, but it was a coffee shop. It's different.
I don't even like coffee. And
I mean,
coffee
I did
shop.
See the stuff that you had to, you had all those rules you had to follow for the coffee shop, I guess, making the coffee, didn't you?
Yeah,
all those restrictions.
What they were.
Do you remember that one time you told me about a person who with their change purse or something like that?
Yeah, I'll never forget that. Oh, you want me to tell the story?
No,
like
no.
This guy, like, I poured coffee for this guy, and, like, it cost, like, 65 cents or something. We have a tip jar out in front of, you know, in front of us, you know, and he, like, holds out his little change purse, you know, like, for me to put the coins in. And I, like, wanted to, like, I don't know, I wanted to sock him.
And that's what you deal with at McDonald's every minute of the day.
I'd be totally into that, though, because I'd be putting, like, boogers and stuff on the hamburgers.
Oh, my God.
That's, you know, that's what everybody does there.
Oh.
Think of how much, like
they
crap
have cameras. They have cameras everywhere in that place. They're watching you.
You think?
Yes, Ronald McDonald is watching.
Really, how much like, human waste do you think? What percentage of the food that you get from a restaurant do you think is human waste? You don't want to think about
no,
it?
No, I don't want to think about it.
Okay.
What percentages of food that you get at home is human waste?
I don't ever pee in the soup that I make.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that you don't know. I mean, you buy packaged food that you bring home. You have no idea what's in there either.
But doesn't the government regulate what's in my food?
Well, hopefully that the very restrictive government regulations that are on the food industry will be eliminated by the President George W. Bush. Because I feel that the food industry needs to be
deregulated
because we're...
It's costing America jobs. This is the kind of stuff that they'll tell you, though. You know, people will be like, I want the food industry deregulated.
I just love this song. This is a great song. Just imagine that. Do you think those guys ever get tired of hearing that? Those guys called the president?
Okay, think about this. What do you think right now? It's almost 2 o'clock Central Standard Time here in Illinois, the night before Election Day. What do you think George Bush is doing right now?
He's probably
sniffing coke. He's snorting. All right, he's doing blow. But like, all right, is he tired? Has he been up? He's been.
Oh
up
yeah,
for like
they're
hours.
They're both flying around. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, doing stumping.
Man, think about
it.
This. Like, what if there was like storms and they couldn't fly anywhere? Wouldn't that be weird?
That's a brain twister there.
Okay, so
there
he's up on his plane right now. He's doing blow. He's, you know, he's like busy like wiping the white off of his nose and stuff.
It's like Ricky Nelson.
His aide is what's his aide like? What's he drinking? Is he drinking a Coke or a Pepsi?
You know, that's hard to say. I'm trying to think. I'm sure he's a Coke man, but you know, Richard Nixon worked for Pepsi Cola.
So he could be a Pepsi man.
Probably not. Do you know this? That Richard Nixon was in Dallas the day that Kennedy was shot. He was there as a representative of the Pepsi Cola Corporation.
Yeah, that's right. Pepsi Cola killed our greatest president.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Oh,
okay.
Wait,
no, 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 no. Okay. I want to continue this. All right. So
do you want a different song?
Is this like tie over his shoulder and stuff? Is he eating like a hamburger or something? What's he eating? What's he doing? George Bush.
He's eating. He's definitely eating. I see him eating with the tie over the shoulder.
Is he eating like fish?
A burger. And he's the kind of guy who's got the one cheek puffed out with burger, and he's like talking to somebody. He's got a drink, and he's drinking at the same. He's the kind of guy who will eat a bite of burger and then drink the Coke or the gin and tonic while he's still eating the burger. You know, it's like for me, if I was going to eat something, I'd eat it, swallow it, and then drink something. Whereas I see George Bush as the kind of guy who's got food stuffed in his mouth and liquid, and he's trying to talk at the same time.
Do you think he like puts pepper on the hamburger before he eats it too? Like he opens the face.
Honey, could you get me some pepper? That's more of Elvis. I don't know why I'm trying to do like a. I'm like thinking Elvis
he's
in my
got,
mind.
He's got potato chips too, definitely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The sour cream and onion potato chips.
In fact, I see not the tie is not over the shoulder, but he's got the napkin just sort of tucked into the
into
neck
the
of his shirt.
Sitting at like a table, just eating. Mm-hmm. He's got the shoes off.
And then I see Al Gore on his airplane eating a burger with a knife and fork.
With the tie over the shoulder.
And he's actually got a smock that he wears to protect his with the vice presidential seal on it.
All right, what's Clinton doing now?
Clinton is asleep. He's sleeping like a baby.
What about Nader? What's Nader?
Nader, Nader is, he is actually, he's walking through an airport and he has just done a double take and is looking inside a garbage can. Because he thought he saw something in the garbage can, like some paper that wasn't recycled. And he's grabbed the paper and he's looking around for a recycling bin in the middle of this airport.
Okay, what's Tipper doing?
Tipper. Tipper is playing darts on Air Force Two. And there on the dartboard is a picture of, can you guess who is on the dartboard?
Nader.
No.
Ralph Nader. No? Bush?
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
What's Dick Cheney doing?
Dick Cheney is sleeping like a baby. Dick Cheney has actually forgotten that he's going to be president of the United States in 2 days. And
president?
I said president. Yes,
yeah.
President. No, actually, that's what Dick Cheney's doing. Is he's looking at himself in the mirror, adjusting the tie, and saying,
and he doesn't have
Mr.
a shirt on.
President.
He's just got the tie on. He has no shirt on.
Just the tie. He's flexing his muscles.
And
he's
his
in
belt,
his jockey shorts.
No. He's got the pants out, but his belt is like is hanging. They're hanging off of it stuff because he just went for a pee. You know, what's Mrs. Cheney doing?
Mrs. Cheney is trying to convince their daughter to vote for George W. Bush. Trying to give her one good reason why she should vote for George W.
She's
Bush
giving,
and her father.
She's offering her money, right? She's like, look, I'll give you money. And who else is in this cast of characters in this sitcom?
This Motley Crue.
This sitcom. We didn't. What about does
Jim
Bush...
Lehrer? What's Jim Lehrer doing right now?
Sleeping I think like he's, a baby.
I think he's trying on contact lenses to make his eyes look less like a weasel's. He's got those black beady eyes. You know, he's got those. What is it called? Not your iris. What's the other part called?
The white part.
No, but the part in between the iris and the white part, the colored part.
No, that's the iris.
Is that the iris? I thought the iris was the hole.
Yeah, no, the hole is the pupil.
The pupil. Okay, yeah. So the iris, yeah. Because he's got those irises that are almost black. So
man,
he
totally looks like a weasel, that
guy.
Oh,
man.
I haven't seen him either. You know, we haven't watched TV. Well, are we going to turn on the TV tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean, should we listen to the radio or should we...
But we'll get visuals if we watch the TV.
Yeah,
man,
it's really exciting,
I was thinking
too.
About this. I was thinking, man,
watching Peter Jennings and the latest computer version of voter numbers, like, flying through the air.
It'll say, like, 49, 48. It'll be neck and neck till the end tomorrow. I promise you that. And you know what? I didn't even go into this, but I don't believe any of it at all. I think either it's already been decided who wins, because I think these guys are totally, like, in cahoots. I think it's Coke and Pepsi, basically. You know, they decide who gets, you know, the shelf space, more of the shelf space, you know, for this month. That's what I think.
Hmm. Interesting.
I think it's already decided. I think they know and we don't. That's all I have to say. It's fixed.
I'm not that cynical.
It's like a pro wrestling match.
There are people who believe that, though.
Yeah, I totally believe that. Because if it's neck and neck, don't you remember what were all our conspiracy theories in that book, you know, for neck and neck races? I mean, one of them can steal the votes from another. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong.
Well, there's the idea that there's this company that tallies the votes, and that's not the official vote count, but it's the vote count. It was this company created by the networks to... I think they do exit polling, and they do some kind of, it's not an official count, but they do some kind of shifty count of the vote, and that's sort of what becomes the official vote until they do the official vote. You know, the official vote in the Electoral College doesn't vote until a month from now. But, and people always say, you know, they're conspiracy theorists that say that company that does the tallying is up to no good, and they basically decide who's going to win, and then the numbers get cooked. By the next month when the official vote comes out and the Electoral College votes.
Yeah, there's that whole conspiracy.
But I don't believe that.
You don't?
No.
Hmm.
I mean, Pope and Pepsi, Coke and Pepsi, I think compete. I mean, they try to win over each other, but they do things to keep both of them at the top and keep all the
other colas.
The off brands away.
Yeah. Oh,
well. You know, you can't buy RC Cola in town here.
I still think that it's fixed, and they already know who won.
Well, you could say it's fixed in a way that, you know, no other candidate but the two major party candidates can win and can get publicity.
I think it's fixed because I really cannot believe that Bush is, you know, that it's neck and neck.
Believe it.
I guess so.
I mean...
We're talking about politics again.
Yeah, I know.
What were you going to say?
Well, if half the country is not voting, I can believe that a quarter of the country is not stupid enough, but just so ill-informed that they would vote for George W. Bush and give him a majority.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, 25% of the country. That's not, you know.
One out of every four people?
Yeah, I can believe that.
Man, that's scary. Wow.
Wow. Well,
so what do you, all right, should we close this up now, huh?
Yeah, close the doors. We've been going for an hour and almost all of it is politics. So the one advantageous thing about tomorrow is that
you won't hear us complaining about politics.
You won't have Rick and Rose to kick around anymore.
That's right.
I got to get my Nixon quote in.
Aww.
There was a president. A man you love to hate.
Well, everybody, thank you very much for listening to this.
And if you listen to this before,
before you go out and vote green, please go out and vote green.
And just go out and vote anyways. And also, people in Illinois who have been previously registered to vote, but did not change their address for their registration, are still eligible to vote in the presidential election. They can get a special ballot that allows them to vote for the presidential candidates, but it does not allow them to vote for any of the local races. And
but so if you're not registered to vote, you can do that tomorrow. You can vote for the president tomorrow.
Well, you had to have been previously registered, I think,
uh-huh,
in
okay.
the state of Illinois,
right.
but not at that at your current address. If you forgot to update your registration address, you can still vote for president. And the poll judge will tell you that you can't, and then you will tell the poll judge to ask their supervisor, call their supervisor and ask them if this is true. And if they say it's not true, then call the police, call somebody.
Yeah, because you can, you can do this. We received
If you
word.
Can prove you're an Illinois resident who was registered to vote in Illinois at any time, you can still vote for president.
So good luck.
And hopefully, yeah, the country won't be a charred cinder by tomorrow evening.
Yeah, it'll be a charred cinder within the next 4 years.
I don't believe that, but
all right,
whatever.
So you say what? Who do you say, Bush?
I say Bush by a very small margin, and that Nader is going to surprise people, and he's going to get at least 10%.
And I say Gore's going to win by a very small margin, and Nader's going to get a large percent. But I'm Buchanan at one.
I think Buchanan will surprise
too.
It, too.
Yeah.